forged from greatness and an iconoclastic passion comes Rodman by Aloha Sun. This impressive 20,000 puffs disposable vape, inspired and endorsed by Dennis Rodman himself, features a slick dual texture design for a better grip, a chewy rubber mouthpiece for easier mouth to device contact, and a USB-C fast charging plus an efficient LED indicator so you can keep score of battery and juice levels. Easily adjust airflow using the switch at the base of the device, and you're all set to take the world on like a champ. Available in 14 unique flavors with bestsellers like Waterman, Blue Raz, and Cool Mint, and a one-of-a-kind flavors like Asahi Berry and Strawberry Ropes, Rodman delivers both quality and quantity. Now also available in nicotine pouches like Zyn, but tastier. Go to Rodman9K.com to get your head in the game with Rodman 20K. Disposables and nicotine pouches. As a special deal for our listeners, Rodman by Aloha Sun is offering 20% off your first purchase with the code DRINKBRO. Again, that's 20% off with the code DRINKBRO.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday morning recap, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposits all the way up to $1,000. Tons to bet on this week. NBA playoffs are in full swing. NHL playoffs are in full swing. And speaking of full swing, Delco, the PGA Championship is this week.
At Valhalla.
Yeah, dude.
Kentucky. 10 years. Let's go.
10 years. Louisville.
Playing on that bluegrass?
Playing on that bluegrass.
Oh, you know that bluegrass, boy. Should be a fun one, man. Rory dominated yesterday.
Yep, you're going to have Rory, Scotty, and Brooks all go into a major off a win.
That's going to be fun as shit, man. I'm amped about it. I can't wait. How's the weather in Louisville looking this week?
Going to be some rain, so it's going to be some soft conditions.
Is that good or bad for the course?
I mean, you want to have kind of fast and firm conditions, kind of like Quail Hollow this weekend, so it kind of distinguishes the best and makes it so, you know, the cream rises to the top. If it's, you know, wet and soft, that's going to bring a lot more people into the tournament probably.
Okay. Looking at the odds here, so Scotty is back in. Baby came out happy, healthy. What'd they name the kid?
I don't know, but
we had money on a biblical name.
It's going to be
that?
Something stupid.
No,
in Dallas.
Me and him had money on a biblical name. I said like Daniel, Isaiah.
That's a wide net.
Ah, it's got to be something from the
a lot
Bible,
of names
though,
in
right?
The Bible.
Noah.
Jeremiah.
What did Scotty Scheffler name? His
I think
kid?
It's a baby girl though. I have no idea.
Oh, I'm could not be Mary.
Attention. Yeah,
could be Mary. You know. Who else? Who's another female name from the Bible, Dan?
Ruth. Other than Mary and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Mary Magdalene, Ruth is probably the most famous woman from the Bible.
Okay.
Yes. In fact, here, just to give you some clarification on that, I come from a very Catholic family. There are 10 siblings in that family on my dad's side, and there's a Ruth and a Mary.
Sure, yeah.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Look at you.
Also an Anne, who is the mother of Mary.
That's right, yeah.
And I don't know where they got Jane from, though.
What about Seth?
Yeah, Seth.
There's Lilith,
Seth
the baby.
There's Justin in the first century. Justin Martyr was a famous fucking writer.
Cain and Abel, right?
Yeah.
They have a third brother named Seth.
Yeah, Seth was the third human being ever born.
They don't talk about him.
I like Seth for a girl.
Seth was the first adult male, or the third adult male born on this planet 5,000 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Accurate.
He's riding the source to work.
If you disagree with that, I swear to God, I will strap a bomb to my chest and show up at your workplace.
You're goddamn right. Look, we don't do enough suicide bombing.
We sure don't. Two of you guys sick? Both of you?
I'm a little sick, yeah.
I'm a little sick, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
My nose is kind of a faucet the last.
I've been coughing my ass off like all day yesterday.
Yeah. And that's Texas, dude. That's the beauty of Texas. Looking at the odds here, Scotty Scheffler is obviously the favorite, 420.
Yeah, I don't think so, man.
Rory.
So he's never won after, I think, April.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Xander's up there. Have fun with that. Soft serve.
He'll be a top 10.
Brooks Koepka. Kapka's in there. We got Koepka. We locked that in. John Rahm, who we'll see.
He'll show up.
What happened to
him. I
think
Rahm's going to show up this week.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And then Ludwig out there to round it out. But tune in to the golf show, Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. I've already bet, actually. I put a lot of money on it this week.
Me too.
I put a G on it. I spread it out, though.
Right. I put probably more money than I should have. Probably got like $2,500 out there on top 20s, top 10s.
I've got 250 on Kapka at 16-1 when you and I were talking about
Kapka would cash out my biggest payout. Because I have Kapka to win this tournament, and then I also have Kapka to win a major throughout the season, which was like 8-1.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, look, the odds are out all over mybookie.com. Before we get into everything else, sporting-wise, let's head over the NBA. I'm just curious to see if they've updated their championship lines. They sure the fuck have here. So Boston's at 120. They're the favorites right now.
No, thank you.
Me neither.
I just don't trust Jason Tatum.
They're just a favorite because they'll cruise through the East.
Maybe.
Yeah. Who else is left in the East? Because the Knicks are banged up right now.
Pacers
are kind of banged up right now. They don't look great. Me neither. When you lose a game in the playoffs by 40, it's tough, man.
Yeah, but Boston loses games by 40 out of nowhere.
I think the Pacers can beat Boston in 7.
Really?
They just got to steal one at the Garden, yeah. It's a tough, young team, man.
They're awesome. I like them.
They play hard as fuck.
They do,
the time.
But Halliburton is, from what I've heard, it might be injured, so let's wait and see. He's
the
best
player.
He's
been injured. He's been banged up, but yeah, the league wouldn't allow it. Adam Silver's not allowing the Indiana Pacers to beat, the New York Knicks, and then the Boston
I don't know.
Celtics.
That's
the way I feel, too.
It's the year of Indiana, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, for Caitlin Clark, but not anybody else.
Who did who did the Nuggets beat last year? The Heat, right, in the finals?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. And the Warriors beat the Celtics the year before
that. So there's no more nightmare scenario for them than either the Nuggets or fucking Thunder or fucking, not Mavericks, the other one, or Timberwolves.
Oklahoma City versus Cleveland's Cavaliers would be the worst nightmare for the NBA of all time.
Yeah, or the Pacers, too. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I would have included the T-Wolves in that conversation as well if it weren't for Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
I think anybody's going to tune in for that, regardless of the small market that he's coming from, because he's 22 years old and he's playing like Jordan right now.
The Timberwolves get through the Nuggets, I think they win the finals.
I agree.
Yes.
So it's going to take some – they're going to have to – mature inside of this series to be able to do that, which is possible. We've seen it happen before. The problem is that Cat and fucking Gobert are not leaders. They disappear in the middle of the game sometimes.
Get
right?
Gobert out of there.
Yeah.
I know.
He does not belong on this team. Like the Twin Tower stuff has worked in the past, and it's worked for them to some degree here, but he was trying to – I think a good analogy for him being on that team is he was trying to help Karl Anthony Towns off the floor last night, and he fucking fell down.
Yeah.
Also, his like defensive player of the year kind of bullshit during the regular season.
Yeah, he sucks in the fucking
postseason. It never translates to the postseason.
I mean, he gets lit the fuck up by Jokic every time he's on him.
Which, like, it's Jokic and everything, but he really is like a fucking stat patter. You know what I mean? He just swats balls away in meaningless
games.
The
one guy that plays defense the regular season.
Right, yeah. It's bullshit.
On the other side of the NBA is the NBA draft. Which is coming up after the season, obviously.
Yeah, it sure is.
And the Atlanta Hawks secured the number one spot.
Seems rigged, doesn't it?
I don't know. Are they going to take Michael Penix?
As soon as that came up, dude, and you text me that, I laughed my ass off because, that's exactly what we'll do. But it does seem rigged. I've never seen a team at 3%.
Yeah, it's the first time.
Go to one ever, and especially when you're trading out Trae Young, probably over the offseason.
And Murray, maybe. Right,
I'd keep Murray. I'd trade Trae Young.
The word on the street is they're going to package them and send them somewhere for multiple first-round picks and then some veterans.
Well, the one that makes the most sense to me was, I don't know if you heard this, was the Spurs.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So the Spurs, because they own 4 and 8, if they traded Trae Young, the so Hawks could have 1, 4, 8, rebuild their entire team.
Yeah.
Problem is, it's a very, very weak draft.
Yeah, it's a weak draft. What I heard was that 4 would probably go to the Hawks back for this year, and then San Antonio's next year or the year after. You can't do back-to-back years, so it would be the 26th first-round pick as well.
Correct.
Which, If you're starting all over and building a team from scratch, then that's also very helpful.
Trae Young and Wemby playing together would be fun to watch.
And you're
going to
have, from the Hawks' perspective, you're going to have five. One, you're going to get the first one this year, which is important because that center that's coming out of France is really fucking
Alex
good.
Alex Starr.
Yeah.
Is he just getting kind of like the bump because of Wemby?
Well, he's 7'1",
and he can play, man. And he can handle
like
the ball.
He plays like a point guard. Yeah, he can handle the ball.
So you would get 1 and 4 this year. 4 is going to end up being a fucking rotation guy, probably.
Dalton Connect.
Yeah. He's probably going to be a rotation guy, but then you're going to have 5 lottery picks in 3 years. You can rebuild a team like
that. And honestly, look at it this way, too. Like, so you're just talking about Anthony Edwards playing like fucking Michael Jordan. He looks incredible, blah, blah, blah. All accurate. I don't remember his draft being considered all that deep.
It wasn't deep, and they didn't want him either. Remember, because they were worried that he doesn't want to
list that.
Didn't want to play.
Then. So Anthony Edwards, who followed him?
James Wiseman was second.
Bust.
But you had Melo Ball third, who's man. But Tyrese Halliburton was 12th.
Right.
Maxey was 21st.
Yep.
Like, God damn, was he really?
Yeah, there's serious dudes in here.
And we
he came off the bench.
By the way,
Kentucky.
we say this year's draft is going to suck, but we don't fucking know.
Right.
I don't know,
honestly, you never have any idea. Like, it seems like it's a weak draft, but there's a lot of older college dudes that are going to be in the 10 to 30.
Couple pick, Euros.
Yep.
And they're going to be good, probably, right? They're going to at least be contributing role players. So I think Atlanta's in a really good spot. If they trade just Trae Young for that first round pick, I think that's good.
Yeah.
Right? For number 4. So they have 1-4. I don't think they're going to get 2 for him. If they trade both of those guys, maybe. But I don't know if that would be worth it. I don't know if an 8th round pick would be worth one of those two guys.
The word I'm hearing out of Atlanta is keeping Murray, moving on from Trae Young, and then that swap with the Spurs would benefit both teams.
I mean, I would like to
see. I would be fine with that.
I would really like to see, just as a fan, Trae Young and Wemby in a high pick and roll, pick and pop.
Yep.
Right over the course of the next couple of years, because both of those dudes can shoot, both of those dudes can handle the ball.
And honestly, like, look, as far as team building goes, like, I think we're still thinking in like a 2005 mindset of how to build a team, and that's not the case anymore. Like, look at the fucking Knicks. Is there any like great top 5 draft pick on that team? What Jalen Brunson go? He would be the only one. OG Anunoby was like late first round.
Well,
DiVincenzo is
Randall as well.
And Randall's not even that great. He hasn't been playing.
Yeah.
He's not playing right now, but Randall is a fucking good player.
For sure. But like the Celtics,
they took a leap because of Jalen Brunson.
Brunson was second round, 33rd overall, so
was he really?
Yeah.
God damn.
And I mean, like, so the Celtics are really the only team that's like loaded with high draft picks that they pick.
But also, well, I mean,
DiVincenzo was 117.
Yeah, but these are all guys that the Knicks didn't even pick.
Yeah,
these
are just free
agents.
Is there any player
they're really young though?
Yeah,
Josh Hart was the end of the first round, but he's from Utah. Yeah, they don't have any fucking.
These aren't the Knicks,
but you can get those
types
of guys in. Like, you can draft those types of guys late and build an actual team. The same way with the Nuggets, like. Talk about it all the time. They're loaded with lottery picks, but they're kind of loaded with lottery pick, aside from Jamal Murray, lottery pick flameouts. Who they are.
Eric Gordon.
Yeah, Caldwell Pope. And then they drafted Michael Porter Jr. and developed him. But the rest, it's a second rounder, a couple rebuilds on young dudes who were lottery picks who didn't, quote, work out because once you get the 13th pick, it doesn't even fucking matter anymore. They all fuck it. Like, it's just, we're not having LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony drafts anymore. It's not the world
we
live in.
And even, like, Julius Randle went 7th overall to the Lakers, but he wasn't very good with the Lakers.
No.
And it wasn't a matter of minutes either. Like, he just sucked over there, and he didn't get good until that year in New Orleans, really.
Yeah. Once he got traded, he was pretty fucking good after that.
So, I mean, it's the type of thing, like...
I mean, he scored 24 a game this year.
I know. Look, his numbers are great. It's easy to hate on the guy, but his numbers are phenomenal. Like,
yeah. But
you can do.
You can definitely. I mean, there's a lot of ways. The NBA is unique in that regard. I think there's a lot of ways to build a team.
Yes.
Like, it's not like the NFL. There are certain things like linebackers and offensive linemen typically that you can only get in the draft unless it's an older player, right? So if you want real talent that's going to be around for 5 to 10 years and you want a linebacker or an offensive lineman, you have to draft them. That's the only way to do it.
And this is the most parity in the NBA and probably ever.
Ever.
Yeah. Like, they're talking about expanding Major League Baseball. It's like, no fucking way. Basketball, maybe.
Yeah.
With all the recruitment and development going on in Europe and the G League and shit like that, I think they could add basketball
teams. And by the way, that would make basketball maybe even more entertaining. Because the best part about college basketball to me, aside from the fans and like the atmosphere, is that it's a very much like a styles make fights type of league. You have like extremely unique or defined styles that teams have. You know what I mean?
And you can change throughout the series. Like Delco and I were texting about this, but like I thought Minnesota was going to end up housing Denver after they went down 0-2. And then it seems like back and said, all right, let Ant score as many points as he wants, guard everybody else, and then challenge the rest of the team to
do
something.
I didn't think the fucking Nuggets are going to get swept. Like, they're the defending champions. They're going to punch back.
They looked very, very slow those first two games. I wasn't sure, to be honest with you.
Okay, yeah.
You heard what the coach did? Did you hear what the coach did to fire him up?
Malone?
Yeah.
No, what'd he say?
He actually didn't say anything. So he had his editing staff cut together a video of every single pundit on ESPN, Fox, everywhere, saying that they were done, they're cooked, they fucking suck, everything else. And he played it on a loop before the game started for game three.
I mean, it was kind of blowouts in both games, wasn't it? I mean, they punched back hard.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's now Denver's second favorite right now on my bookie.
They're definitely
at plus 320.
They're
to
definitely
win the title.
In control of that series. Who, now.
This is the Western Conference Finals.
I don't think they're in control, but I do agree that I think the Timberwolves need to go up 3-1. If they were to like lock down,
they
the
needed
series.
To. Is what
no,
you're
no,
saying.
No. It's 2-1 right now.
No, it's 2-2.
2-2.
Yeah, that was game
Denver
four.
Denver won again last night.
Yeah, they won last night.
So they need to win game five, otherwise the series is completely
over.
It's
a must
win.
There's
no fucking way.
It's a must win.
Which is interesting because we've seen, I don't know if we've ever seen this in basketball. We've seen it in hockey last year, if I'm not mistaken. Was it the finals last year in NHL Stanley Cup finals where the road team won every game?
Yeah.
Or something, or was it maybe it was one of the conference finals. You don't see that shit in the NBA.
No,
ever.
And the other thing you don't see in the NBA, speaking of Denver, was last night's turnaround. And if they end up winning the championship, I think they're going to point to that last 8 seconds of last night's game.
I've never seen anything.
Yeah. I was watching it live because I was trying to live line a bet and I couldn't get it in fast enough. But homeboy shooting that three from half court at the buzzer. I mean, they scored how many points was it? 10 points in 8 seconds. It was fucking wild to watch last night.
The Reggie Miller.
And they went up by 15, and then they couldn't. You knew that the lead was insurmountable, and you couldn't come back at that point.
I think it's fun. The NBA is funny. Like, so when you watch college basketball, it's like a 10-point lead is like it, right? If you're up 10, you're fucking good to go.
You just got to make your free throws, basically. You're going to win that game.
In the NBA, it's like 17.
Yeah.
Seriously. Maybe more. It depends on the team, but 17 is probably safe for most teams. It was a weird game. I mean,
fun to watch. Like, all these games have been fun to watch from a fan perspective.
Anthony Edwards has got to get some help. Somebody else has got to score more than 15 points. He's efficient, 16 for 25, 5 for 8 from 3, 7 for 8 from the line. I've never seen a guy play like this. By the way, plus minus on the night for him was plus 5 while he's on the court. So the team plus minus while he's on the court was plus 5. While he was off the court for 2 minutes and 48 seconds, minus 13.
Yep.
Minus 13 in less than three goddamn minutes. You guys couldn't hang on. This is what I'm saying if I'm Anthony Edwards. You can't hang on for 3 fucking minutes.
Right.
At least keep it to 10 in 3 minutes. 3 minutes, what is that, 6 possessions?
Yeah,
you don't have to hold serve, maybe eight.
Fucking dribble the ball and don't turn. What the fuck?
This was I know he hates like, the Michael Jordan comparisons. I know he hates it, but this was the late 80s for Jordan.
Oh yeah,
where he scored 45 a game, got no help.
Yep.
And then eventually was able to turn it on.
Well,
it feels like this series has shifted as. Let him score 45 and see if anybody else can help him.
But part of that is a maturity thing from his perspective too. Like Jordan had to figure it out that he had to use these other guys. He had to make them better. It wasn't just about him performing. He had to make these other guys better. And there's talent on this team, man. I mean, Michael Conley is a really good three-point shooter. Cat can play if you put him in the right position and motivate him correctly. Gobert is a fucking dud. I hate him.
I hate him, but he's
it's just
good.
Like
he's good enough.
The value that he has is rebounding and playing great interior defense. Great, but it's not real. Right, like you say, it's a stat pad defense. It's like Steph Curry's defense. He gets a lot of steals. Yeah, he's led the league in steals like 4 times, I think.
Yeah,
but he's never been a great defender, and I don't think Gobert is a particularly good defender either.
Well, we'll find out what happens here. I'm on the Nuggets now. At this point, we'll go around the horn.
I don't think they lose again.
I don't think so either. I'm with you. I think this is 4-2.
Mm-hmm. Maybe go 7.
That would be cool to see, it'd be fun. But I don't think they lose. Let's go to tonight's games here: Celtics at Cleveland. Whew, big boy spread here. This is Cleveland plus 8.5. D'Anthony, who you got?
Cleveland.
Okay.
I think the Celtics are the most talented, least mature team in the entire NBA. And the one saving grace they have, I think the most important player on this team is Derek White. Every time over the last three seasons of Boston being in the playoffs, every time there's a big shot made, every time there's a big defensive play made, either in the neutral area or fucking a great rebound or a hustle play, it's always Derek White. So he comes out and fucking rocks it and shit like that, they'll do well.
That's why they got rid of Marcus Smart.
Exactly. Yeah. Derek White's a better version of Marcus Smart without the technical fouls. Yep. Like, honestly. He's so good. On ball defense on the perimeter, too. He's so fucking good.
Who do you got, Delco?
I'll go with the Celtics.
8.5?
Yeah.
That's a lot of points, man. I know. And Cleveland's at home, too.
Right.
I mean, that's just disrespectful.
That's fine. I'll go with the Celtics. Celtics probably win in 5 or 6.
Okay. Yeah. Bob, who do you got?
I got the Celtics. I think at best, Cleveland can put up a six-game series. But I think Celtics
with the points, that 8.5. Huh?
Yeah, I'm talking about points. Oof. I don't think the Cavs are going to win this game.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think the Celtics roll. They're a machine.
Yeah, and when the Celtics beat the Cavs, though, or anybody, they just win by 12. 30.
Yeah, when they win, they win by a lot. I will say, though, if you want a good prop bet, just take Donovan Mitchell point overs.
What's he at?
He's at 30.5 for today, minus 105.
Man, that's
a lot
of points.
Home. Well, he's at home,
he's
too. At home. He's got to do it.
He's going to dump it. He always
he's got to do it. He doesn't have a choice.
Well, somebody's got to because Darius Garland and Jared Allen have been good, but not points.
Right.
Like points. We need points. We need points.
Yeah.
Points. Next up, this is a very fun series. Oklahoma City versus Dallas. That is the late game tonight. This is Dallas minus 1.5 at home. D'Anthony, who you got?
Man, I mean, this one's tough. I think that Dallas will win this game. Minus 1.5, I'll definitely take that. I just think they're going to win the game. I think they played really well at home this year. And I think, or in the playoffs rather as well, but I think it's a maturity thing, right? Oklahoma City's super young. Now, if it goes, if this series goes 7, we'll see because, you know, they have, Dallas has 2 high usage guys. Kyrie Irving is a high usage guy and so is fucking Luka, right?
Yeah.
Which means they're going to be tired at game 7 and SGA is not going to be tired. That guy's a fucking mutant or something.
Yeah.
He runs around like a chicken with his head cut off all the time. It's incredible.
Who you got, Delco?
I think the Thunder bounce back. I think they tie the series. Maybe it's a weird game where Dort goes off. I don't know.
Dort?
Yeah.
It's a like prove it game for the Thunder, right? Are you big boys yet?
Are you on fraud watch?
Are you small? I mean it's like the Minnesota last year. Like Minnesota took a leap this year for sure. Mm. But they had the misfortune of catching Denver in the first round last year.
Yeah.
But they were a little less mature, whatever. Like this year, it's the Thunder's turn to see how mature they are. They need to win the game, so I'll take them. Plus they're a money line dog. Right?
I think
it's plus 103.
I think Dort is the oldest guy in the lineup. Mm-hmm. He's 25.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm.
Man. And his name is Dort, too.
Yeah, it's not great. It's
Arizona
State, it's like somebody gave up on naming him. They're like, he shows up to Ellis Island. They're like, D-O-R-T. Fucking get this guy out of here.
Dortenheimer.
I'm tired of riding for today.
Bowser. Just Dort. Dort for that guy. I've already bet this. I'm taking the Mavericks here.
Yeah, I mean, I just think they're more mature. But I hope I'm wrong. I hope one of these SGA. I don't think it'd be Giddy. He doesn't have that personality type. SGA or fucking or Holmgren or somebody steps up and becomes a real leader. You know what I mean? Because they have Gordon Hayward on this team too, and he's been in a lot of playoff games with the Celtics, with the Jazz back in the day. He's been hurt a lot the last couple of years, but he's been around long enough to know what it takes to fucking get somebody over the edge or get somebody over the top and keep everybody focused. Because basketball is a weird game. It's not like baseball where, you know, maybe you make a bad pitch and some shit happens, but you can fucking tighten it back up. Basketball is a game of runs. Everybody's going to make runs. The key to it, and it's partly a coaching thing too, the key to it is mitigating them. So they're 7-point runs and not 15-point runs. That's you can... If you can control that, it's like winning series in baseball. You'll win the division if you can just win most of your series, right? I don't know. They're young, man. So it's like when you're young and you get hit in the face, you want to punch back fast, hard and fast. That's not always the right answer, right? In basketball, sometimes it's like call a timeout. Let's get our shit together. What's a play we can run on offense or defense that'll get them out of their rhythm and stop this run they're on? That's what you got to do. And I don't know. Young teams always have a problem with that.
Yeah. I do think the Mavs will win this series, though.
I do too.
I think it's kind of a you know, shit or get off the pot situation for Luka.
And we just got our plumbing fixed today too. Yep. So
yeah,
Luca, so get on.
Luca, I know if you're 3 hours north of here, but if you got to take a dump, you're welcome to use our toilets.
Joel, hit one of those buttons. Let's see if it's the applause button here for the toilet getting fixed.
It's yellow.
I know you don't know the board. All right, good enough. That worked.
What was it?
It was the check mark.
Da-ding.
Oh yeah.
Oh, there it is. Look at that.
That works too. The check mark works. Joel. If you want to dump out in our toilet and then make that check mark sound, I'm fine with that too.
Okay. Okay. And then I want to go around the horn here. This point in the NBA playoffs, the odds have changed for champions. Just want to know who you got here. So I'll read them off to you real quick. Boston is the current favorite, minus 120. No. Denver, plus 320. Minnesota, plus 700. Oklahoma City, plus 1400. Dallas, plus 800. New York Knicks, plus 4000. So they're 40-1. Cleveland is at 150-1, and the Pacers are currently at 30-1. Who would you put your money on today? And we'll go around the horn.
Denver, and then next Mavericks, and then Celtics. I would, in that order.
Just for the little extra juice, I'm going to go stick with the Timberwolves. I'm going to go with 7-1.
Okay.
Just if they win this series, that's it, I think.
Whoever wins the series wins the NBA championship.
Because that shows, like, okay, we've matured enough to figure this out. Because it's going to be a fuck. These last three games are going to be a goddamn dogfight.
Oh, yeah.
Also, hand up. I was sick, and we recorded last night. Didn't even know game four happened.
Look at you. Yeah. Look at you. Yeah, it did. It was a great game. Who you got?
I would bet the Nuggets or Timberwolves. Those are the only two options. I don't have any faith in the Celtics, and, you know.
The only thing about the Mavs, though, is that Kyrie Irving knows how to fucking win. And that matters. Like, the championship pedigree, as they like to call it, doesn't translate in every sport, I don't think. But in basketball, it does. Because of what we talked about before, the runs and stuff like that. Learning how to stop and start those things and control momentum. And perform under pressure. I think in basketball it matters more than anywhere else.
Yeah.
So Matt, maybe the Mavs. That's why they're fucking down on the list a little bit. But yeah, it, whoever wins this series, I think
that's what it feels like to me.
Like, I don't even think the Celtics could beat if Minnesota grows up enough to beat Denver like that. I don't think the Celtics have a chance because they're still a very immature team.
And there's also just no fiber in my being to want to root for the Celtics.
Yeah. Or any fucking Boston team.
I just
ever.
Can't do it.
I'll stick with who I picked before the final started in Denver. I was worried after they went down 0-2. It looks like they've turned it back on.
I wonder what odds you could have gotten them going into Minnesota game three down 0-2.
Mm.
Maybe closer to 10-1.
I think it was 750.
If Minnesota loses game five, I might sprinkle them to win the championship then, to be honest, because it's going to go up to like 12 or 13-1 probably at that point, right?
Who?
If
Minnesota, yeah.
So then you just count on them, you know, winning.
Winning the last two. They've shown they can fucking beat.
They can win.
They've won two in a row.
In Denver, that's stunning.
Yeah.
Like, it'd truly be tough.
I mean, not just Denver's got a great home crowd, also the elevation and shit like that. Like, there's a lot of reasons they should not have come in and stole two in Denver. So I think I'm definitely, I'm definitely going to sprinkle if they lose.
If they lose.
If they win, it's going to be a weird. I don't know what that'll be, to 4-1 probably.
Yeah, who knows?
Then sprinkle Denver.
Yeah,
sprinkle whoever loses, just in case.
Precisely.
Just in case.
To be honest, if it's Denver, though, and let's be real about this, if it's Denver that loses game five, I'm probably going to sprinkle quite a bit more than I would have for Minnesota.
Yeah.
Because they're the reigning goddamn champions.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air real quick. Obviously, our title sponsors, mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today. I put some weird parlays in. I'm going to work late tonight, so I put some weird parlays in to watch. I got the Braves, I got the New York Rangers, and I've got the Nuggets tonight. No, I'm sorry, Dallas tonight. And that's a fun one for me. And then obviously this week is the PGA Championship. Going to have a ton of money on that. So I've already sprinkled an Ariana Grande across the board there with four different players. Looking forward to that. And then also, college football championship odds are up. I will read them after the commercial break here and just get everybody's take on those, because those are finally live and they're letting you bet big dollars now. So whenever it starts, they'll let you bet small. Now they're already up to letting you jack this up to $2,500 a pop here, so you know it's real.
I think the transferring and stuff is done.
It is, yeah.
So the rosters are relatively
correct. Yeah, so they're locked. I placed a huge bet, and we'll discuss it here after this. But they're all, everything we've read off is from mybookie.com, And again, promo code Drinking Bros will double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. A lot of people playing their new casino games. Blackjack is live. You guys are playing every single week on Friday nights over there. How'd you do last Friday?
We actually did pretty well.
Yeah. It was an okay day.
I didn't hear them screaming profanities from the other room.
I think we won the last two hands with a pretty big
hand. We threw some pretty big Hail Marys at the end. To get back
and
up.
And they hit. So
yeah, they hit. Those guys.
They're fun, man. Another listener won $17,000. Congratulations. Show me the screenshot, and I was like, Jesus Christ. The casinos are dope, man. It's all live, so it's real people. It's not like robots or animation or any of that other bullshit. So you're playing against real dealers.
You can see that casino carpet. Yep. You can see it right there.
And they're just in another country, dude. You won't be able to... They can't hear you scream at them, which is probably better,
to be
honest with
you. It is definitely for the best.
Yeah.
They still talk to you like they're dealers, though. They're like, oh, they'll flip 21. They'll be like, oh, my bad, man, my bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Next up, we got bioproteintech.com. Guys, here's why your hormones suck. If you're listening to this, and chances are you may be one of the countless guys who are struggling to see the results they want in the gym, in the mirror, even in the bedroom. Most guys are focused on testosterone. However, that's only 50% of the answer. Without adequate growth hormone and its end result growth factors, you can't even optimally absorb the testosterone you have, no matter if it's synthetic or natural. That's where BioPro Plus comes in. BioPro Plus fills you in where you need to there. No needles, no doctor visits, none of the fucking bullshit over there. It's a first of its kind non-synthetic alternative to prescription HGH human growth hormone treatments. D'Anthony and I have been doing it for about 7 months now. It's just a vial that goes underneath your tongue right before night-night. Feel a little sting so you know that it's working, and great night's sleep. Also makes your skin look great. It's fast, easy to use, 100% safe. Head on over to bioproteintech.com to learn more, or click the link in our bio and use the code DRINKINBROS for $30 off your first order at bioproteintech.com. If you want to fix the way you perform, look, and feel without all the big risk of big pharma synthetic stuff, head on over to bioproteintech.com. Promo code Drinking Bros gets you $30 off. Next up is drinkingbrostickets.com. Anything you want to go to, any of these events, we got them on drinkingbrostickets.com, including tonight's games. One of the priciest games, though, is the debut of Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever, and it's an away game. They sold out.
Where?
Phoenix.
Oh, yeah. Well, Phoenix is a good WNBA Phoenix team Sun. As well.
So they've never had a sold-out game since 2003. This is the first one, and it's Caitlin Clark. It'll be televised on ESPN. ESPN is televising 40 of her games. They televise 40 WNBA games a year. 37 of them are hers. So that's what's going down there. This game counts, by the way. I know we talked about her a week ago. Yeah. That was a preseason game. This is the first regular season game, and everybody's going to be there for it. Those tickets are actually pricey, which is wild. But we got concerts, rodeo tickets, UFC fights. Shit, that fucking McGregor UFC 303 is pricey. My God, man. That gate has already brought in $20 million.
Is it allegedly? Is it Vegas?
It's not allegedly. I'm looking at the ticket prices. They're really fucking expensive, dude. So the aftermarket is extremely high.
Why are people spending so much money to go watch him get fucking annihilated?
He's actually going to beat Chandler because Chandler's not good.
You think so?
Chandler's not very good.
Chandler's not the best technical fighter, but he's been fighting sometime in the last 5 years. So
not
I think,
the last 2 years. But, I mean, Connor's... He's going to try to stand with Connor, which is stupid because he's not as good of a striker as Connor.
What makes you think he will?
Because he does it in every fight. Like, he never uses his, you know, number one tool, which was wrestling. Mm. He never uses it in any fight.
Yeah, and it's
he
one
just
of
tries
those
to stands and bangs. But it's, I mean, it's entertaining, it's fun. But Connor's going to knock him out.
Jesus Christ, man! Uppers are going for $985 apiece. Bruh.
Why would you spend that much to feel so poor?
I wouldn't pay any amount of money to watch those two fight, to be honest. I don't think it's going to be. I mean,
I'll do the pay-per-view for sure.
The rest of the
I'm going to watch it.
Kind of sucks.
Yeah, I'll watch him. I'm always down to watch Conor McGregor. To this day, man, it's entertaining. The walkout, the electricity in there, you can't beat it. I wonder, just out of curiosity, oh my God. If you're looking down at floor seats there, $5,000 a pop.
Okay. So that's honestly not bad.
You get to hang out the Irish though if you're up in the rafters.
That's true. I would do that. That's just a fun live one. My little Irish life.
Yeah.
My little dream.
I will say this. This is in T-Mobile. There isn't a bad seat in there. It doesn't even matter if you're in the last seat in this arena. The way that it's built is kind of like a gladiator stadium where you're really on top of those motherfuckers. So this isn't there isn't a bad seat in here. If you're looking to go, I wouldn't pay $985 though for the last row in the fucking thing. Jesus Christ. That's gnarly, man. UFC over the weekend was fun. Did you watch Derek Lewis?
Yeah, of course. Getting that KO.
Never seen anybody take off their pants and then fan.
He does it
the
a
guy
lot.
That he just
the
knocked
fans
out.
Knew. That was a new
he's,
touch.
He's never fanned somebody with it, but you don't remember him taking his pants off and Joe Rogan's like, why'd you do that?
Oh,
goes,
I do.
My balls was hot.
I remember that. But to fan off your opponent who's knocked out on the floor.
He then went.
That's a little much.
Look, Derek said. Derek Lewis could be the heavyweight champ if he never fought in Houston. Like for real.
Yeah, because he's got the best. He's the best blue belt in Texas. His jiu-jitsu
so bad.
No, it's not that. It's great because just stand up.
Yeah,
that's his philosophy. Yeah. Just stand up.
He's like,
stand up.
I'm too big for you to hold me on the ground. I'm just gonna get out of here.
Yeah,
I'm not playing this.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, I guess, technically,
just feed him fun fights. Yeah. I remember after though, he was like, I wasn't gonna let some unnamed taxi driving Brazilian beat me. It's like I just heard of this guy like 5 seconds ago, and I knocked him out. Like.
It's funny.
So disrespectful, but it works because
it's
Derek Lewis.
It's really funny. It's enjoyable to watch. And then I want to ask you here, switching over, because Connor is locked in for Chandler on UFC 303.
Right.
John Jones allegedly has
said wait till
no to
Stipe.
Well, he's going to fight Stipe instead of
Tom Aspinall?
Yes.
Yeah, because he's scared. He's afraid.
John Jones is?
John Jones is afraid of Tom Aspinall.
He's not.
Do you really believe that?
Tom Aspinall would run John Jones right now. I'm not even kidding.
No shit.
Aspinall is so much better than John Jones at this point.
So it was a huge surprise that he said he was going to do it. This would make sense then if he really is afraid of them.
Because he's talking
about. Does he walk away after this?
No, because he's talking about, oh, you know, if Stipe fight doesn't work, I'm going to fight Alex Pereira because he knows he can wrestle Alex Pereira and just submit Alex Pereira. But like if he tries to fight Tom's great on the ground. Tom has a great like grappling. Like he would match John in every way. And at this point, John's old, Tom's new, up and coming. He's like really energetic, really explosive. I think Tom would just kind of work John at this point.
Okay. Interesting. How old is John Jones, by the way?
35?
Yeah, mid-30s. But, I mean, like, it's a long... He's been fighting since he was, like, 20.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So why not just walk away after Stipe?
He's 36. He'll be 37 in July.
Aspinall
is 31, which anybody that's lived life knows that there's a big difference between 31 and 36.
Yeah.
Tommy Aspinall.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been fighting that long.
John's been fighting since he was a teenager.
When is that fight going to be? Have they announced it yet?
For Stipe and John?
Yes.
That'll probably be, they're like pushing it back to November. So like, remember last year they were supposed to fight at Madison Square Garden?
Yep.
They're pushing it back to Madison Square Garden this year.
Gotcha. Okay. Because looking at the lineup here for the rest of the summer and the fall, it's pretty goddamn good. If you got McGregor.
302, you got Islam versus Dustin.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
That'll be fun. But and
I
then.
Think, I mean, Islam's going to take him apart.
Yeah, Islam's
it'll,
gonna
it'll
destroy.
Be a fun fight because Dustin doesn't give a fuck. He's going to go in and fight his fight no matter what happens. You remember the last fight? His corner's like, stop with the guillotine. He's like,
yeah,
you
he's
going to
jump
Gilly. You know what I should do is a fucking guillotine, man. That Creole bullshit.
Mickey's on that card.
Yeah, Mickey's on 302, right?
Yeah.
Talking about? That'll be there. It's in Jersey. Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Then you got John Jones in the fall. At least we got a fun lineup for the rest of the year.
Yeah, but some of those cards are weak.
Manchester like will be fun.
Some of them, 303 is, other than Chandler and Connor, it's like,
that card sucks.
It's kind of meh. But 302 is really good, and which they're kind of wasting it in Atlantic City, to be honest, I think. But, you know, whatever. It's a bunch of hometown dudes.
So Islam will work.
Who's in Atlantic
Justin.
City?
It's not Atlantic City.
Not Atlantic City. Newark.
Newark.
Newark, I mean, yeah,
Newark, yeah.
So he'll work Dustin, and then he'll fight in probably Dubai in the fall against Armand Sarukian.
302 is actually
that'll be fun.
Pretty
that'll
deep.
Be a good fight.
Like, 302 is super deep. That's why it makes 303 is weird. So 302 is Islam, Dustin, Sean Strickland, Paulo Costa, which is a good fight.
That's just fun.
Yeah, that's just a fun. Somebody's gonna get fucked up in that fight. Kevin Holland fights after that. I don't know this guy. Hilton.
Jelton Almeida. Yeah, he's a Brazilian.
But he's fighting Alexander Romanov. Who? That's a fun fight.
Maybe. Almeida just tackles you and tries to submit you within like 30 seconds.
Randy Brown, he's a pretty good fighter, versus some dickhole. That's who's on the prelim. Mickey's on it.
Madison Square Garden for Stipe John Jones in November is where they're
yeah,
looking
dude,
at.
That fight sucks. Stipe is old as hell. He's a firefighter and like can barely walk at this point.
Yeah, what? He's 37 now.
Rampage right? Jackson believes he can beat John Jones.
I believe.
Stipe's in his 40s.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's got to be. I think he might be 41 now at this point.
He's ancient.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the heavyweight division, so you can.
No, he's 41. Yeah,
you can fight as long as you want, I guess.
I like it. If this is the last of it, because they were supposed to fight last November. Like,
I have no interest in that fight.
I
because
do.
John just destroys Stipe.
Oh, Cyril Weck died today.
No way.
R.I.P.
Shit. Who said that?
Ruben Schneider.
God damn. Oh, in the chat?
In the chat, yeah.
Sorry, Rubes. Fuck.
Yeah, Rube was, I don't know why you're saying sorry to him. He has nothing to do with
he does. Cyril Weck. He was a big Cyril Weck fan.
Well, there
he's got posters all over his, he's got JBR posters all over his room.
Yeah, but that's something else. It's a whole different situation.
We'll have to do a DB Classics, Classics episode for him on Friday night. That sucks, man. That was one of our best shows we've ever had.
Yeah, it was.
I loved it, man.
Very entertaining. He's was an interesting guy.
Because you could just ask him anything and he fucking answered it.
He was, I mean, let's see. Hold on. Let me see how old he was. He 90, was.
Well, when did we interview him? He was 88?
He was 93 and we interviewed him in 2001, I think. So he was 90.
Yeah.
And he was sharper than our current president.
Fuck yeah, he was. That was a great episode. We were on that. Thanks, Rubes. I appreciate it.
We'll dig him up.
Yeah.
Chris Beer, we're saying it was fentanyl.
Shit. It's not, getting everybody,
not
dude.
Shocking.
Yeah,
not
it's getting everybody. Shocking,
arrested all those people in Austin.
Yeah.
Putting in the cocaine.
Well, we've got there's a better story of fake news today about some drug smuggling.
Can't wait. Today's going to be a fun fake news, by the way. But with all these fights coming up, I'm amped about that. Obviously, Mike Tyson. That fight I'm amped about. We'll be doing a live watch from that.
Yes, somebody was talking about they're worried about Mike's physical health.
A lot
fight.
Of people have been saying that.
Have you not been watching the fucking the boxing he's been doing?
The training, yeah.
Like, I'm worried that the Paul guy is going to get murdered.
I'm hoping he gets that would be the best.
Even at 53, I don't think that he's been in the ring with somebody like Mike fucking Tyson.
I mean, Tyson Fury's little brother tried to end it. He won, right? Jake lost already. The show goes on.
Yeah, gosh. But I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I have no interest in that either, really.
I mean, I don't think there's any shame, by the way.
I think Mike Tyson's going to get gas within a minute.
Maybe, yeah. But
I don't think so.
I don't think there's any shame in losing even to a 53-year-old Mike Tyson.
57.
57, yeah, I mean, yeah, I think, come on, man.
So the odds have just come out on my bookie. You ready for these?
Jake Paul minus, let me guess, 205.
204. God damn, that's really close. Yeah,
I'll take
that. I didn't even look. That's just off the top of my head.
It just drops right now.
I'm a fucking bookmaker, Jake Paul.
Jake Paul minus 204. Mike Tyson plus 145. Look, we'll be doing a live watch for it here. Who do you bet on in this one?
Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I think Mike Tyson turns Jake Paul into a fucking Pez dispenser. Just head off and up and be behind him.
Yeah, you don't want to like.
That would be so he's great.
Look like a
worldwide on Netflix.
Yeah, he's going to look like a Canadian from South Park.
You want to have something to cheer for, and you put plus money on Mike Tyson. You just, it's a little Hail Mary.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in on Mike Tyson just for the lulls of it all.
Well, hopefully Jake is learning how to stay out of the corner of the ring. Right, like for real. I mean, his lateral footwork is going to save his life in this if he has it down. Correctly.
I think if he can run around for three rounds and get Mike Tyson tired, then he could knock him out. The weird thing is, though, now that this is starting to become real here with odds and everything else, it makes me sad though. If Mike Tyson gets knocked out, I don't want to see that either.
He's not getting knocked out.
That'd be really sad. Yeah,
I don't want to see Mike Tyson get knocked out.
He could. I mean, a puncher's chance.
He could. Yeah,
and whatever about. Jake, he's got knockout power. He's got good rotational power. He's got good trunk power, so he can knock him out for sure.
Even though he's 40 pounds lighter, you know who I want to see fight Jake Paul?
Who?
And just destroy him? Jose Aldo.
I don't think he would. None of those UFC guys would do it.
Aldo still has it, and he's been boxing, and he's been winning his boxing fights.
Eh,
and now he's out of his UFC contract. Yeah, I think he could fuck up.
Why doesn't he? I mean, this is all a fucking spectacle game anyway. Why doesn't Jake start fighting like giraffes and shit?
Yeah. Oh, a fucking a real animal? Like,
or a zebra.
I agree.
That'd be fun. Like,
kangaroo. Get him in there with a fucking yoked kangaroo.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
It's a whole different style of boxing then, because you got to like the kangaroo, its main weapon is to perch back on its tail and then kick you with its back legs, right? So, so if you can get around those and give them a couple shots at the side of the head, I don't know how big their brain is or what the constitution of it is. I've seen that one video where the dude pops it in the face a couple of times because it's trying to attack his dog.
If you're PFL, I don't know why you're trying to be a legitimate organization and compete with the UFC. You have no chance. You have no business.
Just go bum
fights. Yeah, become Fight Circus.
Go bum fights, dude.
Bum fights.
Like the Fight Circus guys, the funniest thing that they do is two dudes in wheelchairs, and there's a guy behind each one of them holding them there in place, and they just like fucking wait. There's no strategy.
I'm a fan of the one shirt with two guys in it, and you each get one arm.
Yeah.
That's really fucking
and
fun.
And was it them or Rough and Rowdy that did that old man versus the hipsters?
Probably
that old man versus two like smaller dudes.
I think it was Fight Little Circus. Yeah.
It was so goddamn funny.
But I'm in for this. This is July 21st, and the undercard is Amanda Serrano again. She's actually very good. This will be fun. Netflix live fights.
It'll be fun.
Well, who's gonna be
Masvidal boxing fights?
Who's gonna be like? Who's gonna take over as the spectacle? I guess for women's fighting now, because Amanda's gone. She retired. Right, so who is it now?
I mean,
they're still trotting out old timers. Like Holly Holm fought recently.
Kayla Harrison, probably.
I just like seeing women get hit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do. You really do.
Even if it's by another woman, I prefer it to be me. But shit.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. Speaking of boxing, by the way, I watched that Lomachenko fights on Friday night. I don't know if you got a chance to pop it on. It was actually free on ESPN, and then you realize why it was free. The announcer called the first two fights before that fight. He read the scores incorrectly, and then they had to bring the boxers out. And one of them was a championship fight, and they had to give the belt to the other fucking person.
Yeah, boxing deserves Jake Paul.
Nuts.
Boxing's just in its position that it's currently in. I don't know how it makes money. I'm pretty sure they launder money. Certainly.
Probably the Saudis, to be honest.
There's that.
Somebody's laundering either drug or terrorism money through that.
Well, if you look at the Ryan Garcia fight that just happened, that was the biggest one recently. They got 500,000 pay-per-view buys off of that, but I don't know how much it was.
Right, but do like casual people even know who Ryan Garcia is?
No.
Maybe from Instagram, but they're not watching the fight probably. They're just watching the reels afterwards.
Like type it in. You have a calculator? So what's a 500,000 pay-per-view buys? Let's say it was $60. I'm sure it was higher than that.
It's 30 million. Can you not do math?
Yeah.
No, I can't.
Like, I understand their own promoters.
I'm
going to
introduce you to some Asians.
I'd love to have some.
Just keep one around.
Million. $30 million?
Yeah. 60 million times a million would be what? Or 60 times a million would be 60 million.
Production costs. You got the gates. Whatever that brought in, wherever that was.
Yeah, but Garcia probably lost some. He probably lost some of his purse for popping high.
He
right?
did. He
or lost, being overweight and popping high.
He lost $1.5 million out of that.
That was for being overweight. Have we gotten any conclusion or resolution on the hot piss?
Yeah. Also, if they disqualify him later, does the book try to take their money back?
Usually.
If you won on Ryan Garcia?
Not for the gambling.
They can't for the gambling. But they can take his purse back.
They can take his, for
come
sure.
Take it.
They can take his purse back. So. We'll see what happens there, but yeah, the rest of it, man, boxing wise, I love boxing. I just don't know where it really goes from here.
I also don't understand how he got popped for Osterine when that's supposed to help you cut. Like, he was still 3.5 pounds overweight, but he popped hot for Osterine. Osterine's not even like it's like a SARM you take over the counter from Total Nutrition.
Really?
Yeah. It's not really like,
why do they even test for it? I guess
I don't know. It is. I guess SARMs are illegal technically now.
Okay. Yeah. But he's asking for the B sample to be tested right now. We'll see what happens with that.
How long can that possibly take? Because that was 2 weeks ago, wasn't
usually
it?
Usually 3 weeks on this fucking thing. Just out of curiosity, I want to look up ticket prices for Mike Tyson, Jake Paul.
Is it at Jerry World?
It is at Jerry World. Ringside seats are going for $2,500.
No, thanks. I think we're good. We'll stay here. Not worth that drive to Dallas.
Man. God, that's weird, man. It's 80,000 seats.
It's too many
seats.
Fucking
thing, dude. Holy shit. Decent amount of listings. So it's doing all right box office wise. Like, not terrible here. College football odds are finally up as well.
Video game.
Which we
cover
can't
came
tease
out.
That. It did. What'd you think?
It's a cover, right? Like, they don't even really produce hard copies anymore. So it's just whatever is on the download screen.
Yeah.
But are you surprised by the players on there?
There shouldn't be a Colorado player within 1,000 yards.
That's
of,
what I thought.
And Arizona cover. Players on it.
No, but the three main were Hunter, Ewers, and...
Donovan out of Michigan.
And by the way, download and then Down syndrome load, different things.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Can't do that.
I mean, should Edwards from Michigan be the Michigan player? Like,
no. I shouldn't even be. I mean, Michigan won the Natty, so that makes sense to have them on the cover, I guess. But like, yeah, Ewers is fine, but there's other people who will be more contributing to.
Hopefully, the game doesn't suck.
I don't think Ewers is even going to be the starting quarterback by midseason.
He is like the favorite to win the Heisman this year.
We'll get to it.
I think Arch Manning is going to be the starter there.
I would like to see Arch Manning. He looked great in spring, but national championship odds just came out here, and these are locked and loaded where you can fully bet. Like Bob said, lineups are locked now, so you can't transfer anymore. Georgia is at 3.5 to 1. Ohio State is at 4.5 to 1. Texas is at 8 to 1. Oregon is at 10 to 1. Alabama, 11 to 1. LSU, 12 to 1. Michigan, 14 to 1. Ole Miss, at 14 to 1 there.
Yeah, you can have that.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Good on Lane and any type of defense.
Why would their odds be that high? They just lost their best running back.
Their schedule's nice.
Jackson Dart's there still.
Yeah, they have a elite quarterback, and they've won 11 games in back-to-back seasons.
Yeah, they
right?
dump in points. They score 50 points a game.
But, I mean, they're not going to. If you watch them play Georgia last year, I mean, Georgia absolutely butt
it's night and day.
Yeah.
I mean, Georgia, they'll probably win the Natty.
No, not a prayer this year.
You don't think Georgia's going to win the national championship this year?
No. All in on Ohio State this year.
Carson Beck is awesome.
He's great. Ohio State's got the best defense in the nation, and they added Caleb Downs. Like, that's disgusting.
Is he a Downs as well?
Fuck. I don't know. Whatever that guy's on, he's got retard strength. It's nuts.
It's probably goof juice.
I saw him I thought he was wearing pads the other day. He wasn't, and I was like, Jesus Christ, man. I mean, it's a specimen.
He's a goddamn monster.
Yeah, a monster.
He like right now, he's somewhere in a parking lot ripping the heads off of animals. Just
he
for
could
recreation.
Be the first pick in the draft, that guy.
I'm excited for you guys to squander this and you to be so upset. Right? You're going to call for Ryan Day's job.
Well, he should be fired if he doesn't win this year. For this one, but everybody's saying that.
Makes the playoff. He makes the national championship. Still loses the national championship.
We'll
you're going to call for his job.
All things being equal, it's them or Georgia. If no injuries, no weird shit happens, it's one of those two teams.
I'm going to go with Kirby, yeah.
Yeah, Georgia's defense, though, is not as great as years past. They don't have any secondary this year, so,
I would be
shocked.
While we're on college football, Deion made this statement last week, which is like, I don't go visit recruits, they come visit me, effectively is what he said.
This feels like it's all going to come crumbling down.
He's awful.
He won four games last year.
He's a dog shit coach. And also, I think a lot of people on like College Football Reddit, for example, are saying like he is, as soon as his kid, he's doing all this to get his kid drafted. And Travis Hunter, who is like his de facto child.
Yeah.
Like,
he adopted him. Yeah.
Maybe.
Like that's it.
Did he really adopt him?
It kind of feels like,
more or less.
To me, it kind of feels like, because he had success at the FBS level, it kind of feels like, FCS rather, it kind of feels like, a guy who's kind of funny trying to do stand-up comedy. You know what I mean? It's like, you didn't really do all the work you needed to do to get good at this thing, and you're talking a lot of shit, dude.
Right.
But who knows? Maybe Colorado wins the Natty this year.
They're getting they're fucking pumped.
I think, by the way, I
can't even find them on this list.
No, I think they'll be worse than last year, and they're going to win two games.
Well, no, because they switched conferences.
They're in the Big 12.
Yeah, so they'll win more because they're in a shitty conference.
I don't know. It's a shitty conference.
I don't think the Big 12.
It's terrible.
It's not terrible.
Who's in it?
Utah, Kansas State.
I'm sorry?
Us.
Who am I?
They're all better. All of those teams are better than Colorado.
Yes.
Arizona's going to be good this year.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well,
they were good last year.
They lost their coach.
Yeah, Fish gone, but coach. I mean, they have a lot of the same roster back.
I mean, Colorado's,
Are you going to sprinkle on UCF? They're 2,000 to 1.
With KJ Jefferson?
Sprinkle what on them?
To win the Big 12?
That's the national championship.
Oh, no. Maybe to win the Big 12.
I'll just give you my pick right now. It's the Missouri Tigers.
They're not winning the national championship.
But the Big 12, maybe.
We're doing it.
No, they're in the SEC.
Oh, that's right. You guys moved.
We have a nice schedule. We're 40 to 1, I think.
40 to 1. Okay.
So who's still in the Big 12?
40-1. There
Oklahoma
we go.
Oklahoma State is still there, right?
Yeah. I mean, we lost Texas and we lost Oklahoma.
But Iowa State's still there. Yeah. That, I mean, that's a solid.
Iowa State, Arizona, Colorado.
Iowa State beats Colorado.
BYU's in it now.
Kansas State beats Colorado.
Baylor.
West Virginia beats Colorado. Texas Tech beats Colorado.
As much as I hate to say it, even Kansas is better than Colorado.
Baylor's better.
Did Cincinnati go to the SEC as well?
Big 12. Cincinnati's in the Big 12.
Okay.
They're the same odds as UCF.
I think Colorado.
Colorado is.
Colorado's going to win no conference games.
They very well
maybe
might not.
One, right? So they're going to be 3-whatever. They're going to be worse this year than last.
They're going to be terrible.
TCU's in it.
Wow.
Still,
dude.
They were in the national championship two
Houston,
years ago.
BYU.
Who do they play? Do you have Colorado's schedule?
I
had
it up.
It's not the most difficult thing in the world, but they're, you know.
They're still Colorado.
They're Colorado.
Okay.
North Dakota State opening up to win that. At Nebraska, that's a
no. North Dakota State.
North
FCS
Dakota State's
powerhouse.
Not just a fucking
I understand
win.
That, but still. Come on.
No, North Dakota State. I would take North Dakota State right now to
yes,
beat Colorado.
I'm going to bet North Dakota State.
Okay.
Unquestionably.
So, game two is at Nebraska. That's a coin toss.
That's tough.
That's a coin toss.
At Colorado.
They got the top recruited quarterback there at Nebraska. Mm.
Colorado State hates them. That was a tough game for them last
year. Yeah, it was. I mean, didn't that go to like, it was like 45-40 or something like that?
Dylan Raiola is the kid's name at Nebraska
But then they go Baylor. That's a loss. At UCF, that's a loss. Kansas State loss. Arizona loss. Cincinnati loss. Texas Tech loss. Utah
big loss.
Loss at Kansas.
Loss.
Kansas good this year too.
Oklahoma State loss. They're going to win 2 or 3 games this year.
And then, so is Deion Dunn out to that?
Yes. He'll be fired if not.
He might
leave.
Get fired after they lose to North Dakota State.
Dude, what he's going to do honestly is he's going to be like, he's such a bitch. Like, and this is how he was as a player too. But as a player. He had the talent to back up what he was saying, right? But I guarantee they're going to win 2 games, and he's going to quit before they can fire him, and he's going to be like, man, this fucking dinky-ass school doesn't deserve me. Colorado can't win.
I think he'll get his kids through, like you were saying, and then leave after that.
Fucking God, he's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, and I could see his son slipping in the draft.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, he's right now the number one quarterback on the board. Shador Sanders.
Yes.
Yep. In every mock draft, screams, he's the first quarterback going.
That just screams bust.
And he was on the cover of the EA Sports game.
Yeah,
too.
He's Ryan Leaf.
He's going to be a curse.
But he's Shador, by all measures, is a good kid. Smart and very athletic.
Trashed their backup that left, right?
Yeah, he did.
He was trashed. I mean, you know what? But you know who else?
His dad
was?
Is Deion. He's going to talk some shit.
You know who else was, by all metrics seem to be like a smart, good kid and everything with an insane dad is fucking Lonzo Ball.
Yeah. The kids actually turned out nice.
Yeah, he turned out pretty well, especially playing in those shoes.
Yeah.
Playing in
well,
blocks.
His dad did that to him. But here's the Heisman Trophy winners. These are up on mybookie.com. You can bet a ton on these as well.
I will, for the third straight year, bet
Carson
Cam Rising.
Carson Beck is the favorite currently.
That makes sense.
For
Quinn
Heisman?
Ewers, yep.
Yeah, he'll put up numbers at Georgia.
Where
Quinn Ewers is 2.
Arch Manning
Dylan Gabriel's at 3.
He could stay healthy.
He's at Oregon, so
if he's
Oregon will win 11 games this year, most likely. They'll be in the top 5 all year.
Yeah, the big one to watch for Oregon is they have Ohio State at home because they're in the Big Ten now, so that'll be a fun one.
Yeah, they'll knock off.
That'll be
Ohio
in
State,
October.
Probably.
Yeah, not one prayer, but I think D'Anthony and I might be at that game, actually.
Didn't they go to Ohio State a couple years ago and beat you?
Yes.
They did.
First game of the year, yeah.
Yeah, they did.
It was supposed to be a home and home, right?
I think it was C.J. Stroud's first game.
Was it a home and home that got fucked up by realignment?
I think so, yeah.
Because that's Georgia SEC had that,
because I think the second one was supposed to be this year.
Georgia,
I think
OU.
They were supposed to play at Ohio State this year, which I guess they are, right?
Yeah.
No, they switched it to Oregon because of what happened during the COVID bullshit.
No, that was all real.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Number 4, Jalen Milroe. Really? At Alabama.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's Alabama, dude.
I honestly think DeBoer is going to be good at Alabama.
He is.
I mean, he's not going to be saving, right? So they'll win 10 games a year, and they'll be like, what a disappointment.
But are they going to – so does DeBoer – the big difference to me is maybe he's a little more offensive-minded and doesn't have the defensive skills that Saban did.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a different type of team.
It's a different type of team, but you can still succeed. Alabama's going to get recruits no matter what. Yeah. Right. It wasn't like even before Saban, they still got people. Yeah. That's and, never been a
and
problem.
Now Saban's built a Death Star. Yeah. It is what it is.
Who's after that? Will Howard?
No chance. No.
I don't know. I don't even know that he'll start. Right now, Julian Sands outplaying him at Ohio State for spring. So we'll see.
Will Howard stinks.
I imagine Vegas has the information to correctly have the starting quarterback of Ohio State at where he's at.
But also, you know, let the suckers just be like, Ohio State quarterback, I'll take that one.
Yeah, they did it last year with Hana McCord. Hana McCord was, I think, 3 last year when this list came out when we were at it. He's fucking awful. I told you never to put $1 on that guy. Jackson Dart is after that.
That's a good bet.
He'll put up numbers.
He'll put up numbers, and their schedule is squishy.
Now, here's where it gets
weird.
He'll
have the wins for it.
Yeah. Do you know who Nico Imaliva?
Off the top of my head, no.
I don't know who that is either. Next up is Garrett Neusmeyer. Cam Ward. Oh, so Cam Ward stayed and didn't...
No, Cam Ward transferred.
No, but he was talking about going to the NFL. Did he end up staying at Miami? Because he transferred to Miami, I think. Is he the starting quarterback of the Hurricanes?
Yeah, he's at Wazoo now.
Nico...
No, Cam Ward moved from Wazoo. Ward
from Wazoo to Miami, okay. I believe.
That's
so,
probably Yamaleva, if I had to guess. Yamaleva.
Yama be there.
Yeah. University of Tennessee. So, okay. High-powered offense.
Is he their quarterback?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. That's probably a good sprinkle. I don't know. Let's watch how it develops, but that might be a good sprinkle right there.
Riley Leonard is after that. Is he the Duke QB that transferred to Notre Dame, I believe?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what Drake May should have done.
Yeah. Honestly, look at Notre Dame's schedule this year. If they don't make the playoff, they're a joke.
I agree. Yeah.
Well, they deserve it after this nightmare hell march they had last year.
Here's where I'm with you, Delco. So here's where she gets dicey down the thing. We don't need to go through all of these, but so Shedeur Sanders is at 34-1. Meh.
Pass.
Pass. But
Cam Rising at 42-1.
Yes.
Is not a bad
bet. If
he's healthy.
He didn't play at all last year.
Because Utah's in the fucking Big 12.
They're in the Big 12. They're going to win the Big
12. They're
going
to score a fuckload of points.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. That's a great pick right now today. 42-1 on Cam Rising.
Yeah. It'll be the third straight year I take him. And if he doesn't fucking play, I swear to God, I will drive to Salt Lake City myself.
And do what?
And I will have a stern kill. Talking to
open,
Kyle Whittingham.
Well, we're gonna check out his rectal integrity. I think I'll probably put $100 on that.
Easily.
Yeah.
I'll do that too. That's who. I've already bet on Ohio State to win the championship at 4-1 here.
Drew Allar at 38-1. Like, Drew Allar having shorter odds than Cam Rising is fucking retarded, to be honest.
It's nuts, like, man.
He's not talented, but they didn't fucking go out and sign a bunch of receivers, and they're still going to run the ball all the time. It's fucking Penn State.
Well, they did get Ohio State's Julian Fleming, who's fucking awesome, so he's going to have somebody good.
You know who's dope and a receiver and will be invited to New York probably, but won't win, is Luther Burden III.
Let's see if he registers.
He's 68-1.
Yeah. 68-1 right
that's
now.
That's Missouri's
number one.
That's
weapon.
He's the best receiver in the country.
I mean, Travion Henderson is at 80-1.
Is your quarterback back? Well, he's splitting with Judkins.
Brady Cook's back.
Brady Cook is back. Yeah, Brady Cook is back.
I'm surprised Brady Cook isn't there. Higher there.
He's Brady Cook will
like 20-1.
He'll be injured half the year and still play.
28-1. 28-1 for Brady Cook.
One leg.
Okay.
Break cooks
DJ Ukulele, dude, 26-1
yeah,
at Florida State.
Like, Ukulele's got shorter odds than Klubnik.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
I mean, Ukulele is going to another school. He's going to a third school. Yeah.
Clemson's
now.
Over.
Clemson is
certainly
over.
That's true.
I don't think Clemson's over. I'm not going to.
Do you know?
I think he'll be all right.
Do you know the
they
list?
Look good the last half of the season.
Do you know the list of schools that had zero incoming transfers this year? There's 4. Army? Navy,
Air Force,
and Clemson. Clemson
really?
Had zero
Dabo,
incoming transfers.
Dabo don't believe in the transfer portal.
No fucking way, dude.
He doesn't believe in NIL. He believes in the name, image, and likeness of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he believes that the earth is 5,000 years old.
Yeah.
And smart. If you don't like it, you can get out.
Smart, Dabo. I'm with you. I'm with you, dude. Through Christ, anything is possible. All right. They've also got all of the conference winners up and live. You can bet whatever you want on these. Here's where it gets fun. ACC. All right, we'll start with the ACC. Florida State is the favorite there at +285.
Yeah.
And then Clemson's at plus 290.
I think Norvell's got them rolling.
Yeah, Norvell does. And then they're going to play angry.
But it's DJ Ukulele.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
He's going to be fine. He is terrible.
That conference is terrible.
I'm betting on Christ. I'm betting on you, Dabo, you son of a bitch.
Oregon State was top 15 team all year last year. DJ was running the helm.
Yeah.
He threw for like 2,000 yards.
Doesn't matter. He can run.
It does matter.
That's what they're going
to do. They have so many weapons at Florida State, it doesn't matter.
The sprinkle here, I think, is Miami. Don't fool yourself with that.
Absolutely not. Cam Ward is fucking good.
Run, dude.
Sure. From that. But Miami is terrible.
Also, I believe if they play each other this
year, Cristobal is a joke.
Yeah, Cristobal sucks. If they play each other this year, Florida State has the home game against Clemson because they did play at Clemson last year.
Okay. Clemson, by the way, has got to go on the road to Georgia.
Well, that doesn't matter for the conference, but
yeah. Well, Clemson
it doesn't, but
opens up.
It's going to be a tough
against
one.
Georgia, but it's neutral.
Yeah, well, it's in the Mercedes-Benz Dome,
which is
not that far.
I think that's actually closer to Clemson than it is to Georgia, isn't it?
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Georgia's going to win by fucking 50.
It's an hour and a half.
I forgot. 45 fucking Stanford and Cal are in the ACC now.
Yeah, dude.
And SMU, who pays their way in.
Yeah. SMU has to pay for the next 7 years. They're going to get no revenue. They have to pay.
So funny. I love that. I love that move. Honest. That's so on brand. It's hilarious.
Next up is the Big 12 conference winner here.
Utah at plus
340.
Oh.
No.
Hmm. No.
Kansas State
is right on their heels
plus
at 370.
Kansas State's probably... It'll be between those two. Avery Johnson is dope.
He's a great quarterback. I am a little worried that they were kind of disappointing last year in terms of they don't seem amazingly coached, but who knows?
They're good.
Yeah.
I think he has some questionable calls at the end.
Yeah, Kleiman, right?
Kleiman, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to sprinkle on UCF? They're way down the list here.
He climbed all over himself.
I know our I don't know. If KJ Jefferson can stop driving cars 130 miles an hour, maybe.
You want him, though. You want him living on the edge like that.
No, I don't know what to expect.
You just want to take away a man's hobbies.
I loved him
at
Arkansas.
All I ask for UCF this year is to beat Florida.
They're plus 1175 here. They're six.
I don't care about the conference. Sixth. I just want to beat Florida like week four.
Okay. Colorado's all the way down the list at 36-1. I mean, that's just to win your fucking conference
They're going
to
be so bad.
BYU is 130-1.
Yeah. Lowest odds here. So now you're getting into the Big Ten. Ohio State plus 154. Oregon is next up. It's plus 224
there. Ducks.
Michigan is essentially 5-1. And then, so is Penn State at 5-1.
I think if Ohio State was a little more clear on who the starter was going to be, it might be even shorter than that. I think it might be fucking around a pick 'em, to be honest.
You know what's weird? If the backs can stay healthy, what homeboy Chip Kelly does best is that two back system. I don't even know if it'll matter, but we'll see.
Oregon's actually got a defense though, so they're the
Oregon's a good team, man.
They're the Pac-12 team that comes in and can actually fit in with the Big Ten.
Oregon's got a really good team. I anticipate when the rankings come out, they'll be in the top four.
And you guys will. Yeah. So the Big did they rearrange it to where the two best teams play in the conference championship?
Yeah. Yes.
Ohio State, Oregon for a rematch in the conference championship. Right. I'd imagine
it depends because they do play each other in season.
That's what I'm saying.
It's going to be tough.
They'll probably play each
other. Yeah, but who else is going to be a one loss team?
Well, here's where it gets
because Michigan's going to lose more than one. Penn State probably lose more than one.
Here's where it gets super interesting, and this is why I care for some of these teams that you were mentioning earlier. These West Coast teams. Oregon's never had to go and play in like Penn State in November or Michigan. Like
weather's not going to be an issue.
Go to Eugene.
Yeah.
Eugene in the fucking
weird,
fall is
man.
Cold as hell.
Yeah, Eugene.
Well, the Big Ten teams are used to it.
Eugene in December, there's the fucking pass that goes to the east side of the state gets shut down because of snow most years.
They got to go to Corvallis every year. They got to go to weird
Washington,
places all the time.
Seattle.
Yeah.
I mean, weather's not going
to
bother.
I think this move is great for Oregon. To be honest, to get out of that gay
Absolutely.
Ass bullshit.
But USC,
conference.
UCLA, I understand that's a little bit more alarming. Like, imagine going to LA, playing for USC, and then having to go to fucking like
Iowa,
Minnesota.
Nebraska, Jersey. You go to fucking Rutgers.
You got to go to Rutgers, dude. Ugh, that'll be fun. Next up, the SEC, Georgia is plus 200 there. Next, it's weird saying this. Texas. Yeah, Texas is plus 300.
I'll probably
over Alabama.
I'll probably sprinkle Texas on this.
Alabama's at 9-1 in their own fucking conference.
We don't know
dude.
What Alabama's going to be.
No.
Like, we know they have talent for sure, but we don't know what the composition is going to be, what the strategy is going to be, or they're just going to air it out and try to play good defense, or what are they going to do? Are they going to run the ball?
Ole Miss is getting a lot of respect here at 6-1.
Mizzou at 14-1.
I'm betting Missouri. The schedule lines up real, real nice. We get Oklahoma.
14-1.
We get Oklahoma at home.
You're just going to have to beat Georgia or Texas.
We don't play Georgia or Texas.
No, I mean in the championship game, yes, right? That'll be the hardest game you play all year.
Our toughest games. We should be, the way everything works out, we should be able to lose one game and make the conference championship game.
But then you're going to have to beat Georgia or Texas, yes, which is not an easy thing.
No. Texas, guys, I think you could do.
You guys played them both really well last year. You didn't play Texas.
No,
you
played Georgia really well. We played Georgia tough every time.
It was the last possession decision, right? Yeah.
It was really close.
Maybe 14-1, that's worth sprinkling.
Shit.
Missouri.
LSU opens up with USC.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to kill. They're going to murder USC.
I mean, LSU opened up against
Florida State.
Florida State, we were there last year and got fucking wrecked.
We were there. Well, it's close at halftime. I got wrecked in that second half.
LSU's also playing UCLA. All right.
It's going to be fun. There's a lot of fun games on the schedule this
year. By the way, those are the only four conferences that have odds on them because nobody gives a fuck about the Big 12 anymore.
Correct.
That's not a real. It's P4.
We literally
just
picked the Big 12.
Big 12 is on here.
Not the Big 12. What am I thinking of?
There is no more Pac 12.
There's no more Pac 12. It's all done.
So it's are we saying P4 now?
Yeah, baby. And then basically
P4 and G5.
This is what Vegas is saying. Yes. So yeah.
But P4 is it's still G5.
Well, I mean, the next best conference is what, the Mountain West?
Yeah, and there is an auto bid from G5 for the 12-team playoff.
Yeah, but who's the G5 now? It's just the same
Mountain West.
Dicks
probably.
From before.
I mean, Oregon State is technically in the Mountain West now.
Are they?
Wazoo are in the Mountain West.
Well, they're playing under that flag, but do they qualify for that conference championship?
Yeah, I think.
Because they're just playing that schedule kind of like Notre Dame does, right?
Yeah, maybe they're in
the ACC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I mean, they're not going to make it anyway.
I mean,
it doesn't
if Oregon
matter.
State runs the table, you let them in?
Yeah.
Well, if they're undefeated.
Yeah, why not?
If
you got 12 teams. Yeah. There's 12 teams this year.
You're right.
You're going to need somebody.
They get the G5 spot, though.
I would root
be really
so
funny
hard for them.
But keep an eye on Ohio State, Oregon, because that game, D'Anthony, we might be, Hard AF Seltzer might be in Oregon then. So if it is, we'll roll up for that and have a huge party. It'll be fun. I was unaware that only 4 million people live in the state of Oregon. I didn't
That's
know that.
Too many.
I didn't know
for that.
For that
state, to be honest. That state's a piece of shit.
I enjoy that state.
I've never been, so
if the people are terrible.
The guy,
do you not like Bend?
He's a
I don't
he's
like
a
meth.
Yeah, I love meth. I'm kidding.
Just breweries.
It's terrible. But no, the guy's a listener there. They've got a huge distribution company.
My favorite Pinots are from Oregon, from the Willamette Valley, and it's beautiful. But the people are, I mean, it's.
I've never been. I'd like to go. I've never been up there.
It's like all three of the major cities in the west side, the two university cities, and then Portland are. Fuck.
How's that?
Best golf course in the country is in Oregon.
How's that stadium in Coos Bay up there?
What, Eugene?
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Is it really? Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. I haven't been since
it's
like
smaller
2013,
than you think,
I think.
But they built it for sound. So there's like, I think there's only like 55,000 seats. Oh, but shit. You're like right on top of everything.
All
right. And then
That's cool.
Actually enjoy Corvallis. And like Portland, say all the shit you want with like, you know, all the fucking encampments, or whatever. The food and the beer is awesome.
Used to be. I don't know. I can't speak to it now. The last time I was there was 2016. But yeah, they had the best like Thai and Vietnamese food in the country.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Thai food. Yeah. I mean, it's really good.
I love Thai food. I'm in now. You talked me into it.
The Thai food in Portland is like in some fucking hole in the wall. It's like, damn, I'm going to get rabies in this place. And then you go in and it's the best food you've ever had in your life. So that part I can co-sign.
Plus, I mean, both of you guys just... What? Worst case scenario, you get to do Thunderdome shit.
That's true. Fun. Yeah, I mean, like, to be honest, I maybe should move up there and just start walking around with a MAGA hat on. I don't give a shit about MAGA, but let's do this.
When I talked to those guys on the phone, their honest opinion was they were like, "Look, there's a couple cities like what you guys talk about in fake news," and they were like, "We avoid those. The rest of the Oregon's pretty rad."
It is, yeah.
I haven't been.
Yeah,
so
the rest of Oregon's pretty red.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah.
Which is
that's what I heard.
What he said.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Right. So if we get in there, we'll come up there. Lastly, before we get out of here today, I posted one of those tumblers in Drinking Bros Sports, and everybody's like, oh, Michigan, is this a fucking thing? No, if you didn't listen to the NFL draft show, we signed with Michigan University of Illinois. Hopefully, look, if we had the funding for it, we'd do every fucking school in the nation. These were the first two to sign. And we'll be doing drinks with them in their states. So we're selling those tumblers right now on drinkingbros.com. So that's why that's happening. It's not, we didn't just pick a school and be like, oh, hey, we're going to sell this. No, we actually did a deal with those guys, and we'll be bars and restaurants for Illinois. We'll be in all the stadiums. Michigan isn't serving in their stadiums this year here for the upcoming football season, but Illinois is, and we'll be served in all the stadiums there in the University of Illinois for the next 3 years. So looking forward to that. I haven't been to Champaign in a very, very long time.
We need to get fun. Working on the hard nights.
The UCF. Mm-hmm. So we've been in contact with those guys. We've been in contact with a shit ton of schools.
You Citronaut?
Yeah, it's there's a. I would kill for that logo. What I'm learning very quickly is the universities are definitely separate than the athletic department. They hate each other, and the boosters also hate the university themselves. And it's a weird dynamic. I mean, look. In my opinion, and I don't know why you guys picked your colleges that you went to, I went for a really good football team and a really good experience and all that other shit. I would imagine a lot of kids do the same, or they're going for academics to go to a Harvard or a Yale or something
that. UCF, there's no.
Only one reason why, for example, Alabama's enrollment has increased like 3x.
It's football.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's, and a lot of it is Northeast kids just want a fun college team.
They want to go to college. Yeah.
I agree. So these are the conversations that I'm having with these people, and like the disconnect is literally the chancellors of the university versus the athletic department. And they chancellors want all the money for the school. ADs want the money for the kids on the field, and it's a weird process. But we're trying to get into all these schools eventually. These were just the first two that drops right now.
Bama did a smart thing though too, where they not only invested all that money into sports, but they did Greek life as well. Mm-hmm. So it's just like it's like a destination if you want to go.
I read something somewhere that essentially like Bama was like, we're never going to be even like Michigan in terms of academics,
like a public
or whatever.
Ivy,
a public yeah. Ivy, yeah, Texas, yeah, yeah, yeah. whatever. And so the president of Bama at the time just sent a bunch of university researchers or something along those lines to Disney World, and because he was like, we're never going to be that, so let's just be a college amusement park.
It's a fun ass school.
By the way, yeah. So and because I went there, we did a live show down there this year. It felt like that. And the fraternities and sororities are right across the street from the stadium. So I mean, it's walking
and
distance. We were like, holy shit, this
just
is awesome.
The biggest houses you've ever seen in your
and
life.
They're great. And the stadium is like an NFL stadium, Alabama Stadium. It's incredible when you go in there. Ohio State is like rich in history, and so is like Penn State and Michigan and even Tennessee for that matter, but Alabama's is like a true fucking NFL stadium where you're like, oh, this is massive and fun. So I get it. I wish more schools would do it like that, but we're working on it slowly but surely. Join us on Patreon. We'll be live in 10 minutes with Drinking Bros Fake News. In the meantime, go to iTunes, rate this show, Drinking Bros Sports, a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star. Walk away. For Danthony and Anthony Holloway, Delco, Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.